ABF Creative. ABF
Creative. Hello, my little ones. My name is Miss Jojo, and you're listening to African Folk Tales. Yay! Hop inside my magical jeep with me as we explore African lands where animals talk and people fly. Are you ready? Get in. Make sure your seatbelt is on. The only thing we want to let loose is your imagination. Let's set the destination for our next story. Here we go. Hang on. Today, our magic jeep visits a couple and their dog from a faraway land. Make sure to listen closely for the bell. The bell will ring when I say the magic word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to discover if you guessed it correctly and have fun! Once upon a time, in a very hot country, a husband and wife lived together in a little hut with their pet dog, Moterateka. They were perfectly happy until one day the woman got sick. She no longer wanted to eat anything. So as the days passed, she grew weaker and weaker. This worried her husband. "Please, won't you at least try to drink something?" he asked. "Whatever you want, just say the word and I will get it for you." The wife coughed weakly. And after some time, she finally spoke. "Yes, I think I could drink some sweetened water," she said. The husband was overjoyed to hear this. Finding water seemed easy enough. So immediately, he set off to find some, while Moterateka stayed home to keep the woman company. With a large pot in his hand, the man traveled to a nearby spring, filled it with water and quickly returned home. "Here it is," he announced happily, lifting the heavy pot to his wife's lips. But as soon as she took a sip, the woman made a face. "Yuck! I am sorry, dear, but this water does not taste fresh," she said. "It tastes like frogs swam in it. Can you please find me some better tasting water? This will make me feel even sicker." So once again, the man hurried out and journeyed farther to a lake where the water was golden like honey. As he stopped down to taste it, a horrible head bobbed up beneath the surface. It belonged to a scary-looking ogre who had long tusks, bright green skin, and warts all over. "How dare you," cried the ogre. "Can't you see I am lonely? All I have is my lake, and you want to steal my water from me. I should punish you for this."
"Please, don't hurt me. It was my wife who sent me. She is sick and needs water," replied the trembling man.
"If you let me collect some and go, I will let you have my dog. You can keep him as your pet so that you are not alone."
The ogre considered this. After a long pause, he agreed.
"Fine, I'll come and get him. But how will I know which dog is yours?" he asked.
"I will hang some white beads around his neck," said the man.
"When you come to our village, just call, 'Moterateka!' He will run to meet you. Then you can bring him back here."
"Very well," said the ogre. "You can go home now."
After filling the pot, the man returned to his hut. As his wife drank the refreshing water, he told her about the terrible ogre he met that day. Moterateka, who was sitting nearby, overheard the plan to let the ogre take him. But you see, Moterateka was a loyal dog. He would not leave his home so easily, especially when it wasn't his choice to do so. Because of this, Moterateka decided to teach his owner a lesson. The next morning, the man hung the white beads round Moterateka's neck and said,
I am going out to the fields to work, but you must stay home. Be sure to not go outside, or some wild beast may eat you.
Very well,
said the dog. But you see, the man and woman did not know that Motirateka was a magician. He had magic bones that he kept buried underground. As soon as the man and woman was out of sight, Motirateka fetched his magic bones and placed them in a row before him.
Bones, tell me what to do,
he said.
Gather all the dogs in the village that are your size and color and hang white beads around their necks,
answered the bones.
Tell them that when someone calls Motirateka, they should respond. Now hurry, you don't have much time.
Motirateka followed these instructions and brought back a crowd of dogs. Just as he finished hanging white beads around their little black necks, the ground began to shake. The ogre came, stomp, stomp, stomping, crying out,
Motirateka! Motirateka, where are you?
Here we are! Here we are!
Barked the dogs, all running to meet him. The ogre stopped in his tracks, confused.
No, I only want Motirateka, he said.
We are all Motirateka,
the dogs replied, wagging their tails. In his frustration, the ogre plopped down onto the ground with a loud huff. He was very annoyed now. He couldn't just take any dog. It wouldn't be right to borrow one from someone who hadn't promised. So the ogre remained where he was, waiting until the man returned from the field.
I have not seen Motirateka,
the ogre told him. Didn't you call him like I told you to? The man said.
I did, but all the dogs in the village seem to be named Motirateka,
the ogre replied. He sounded very grumpy.
I do not like being tricked, you know.
Though the man wasn't sure what happened earlier, he knew how important it was to keep the ogre in a good mood. So he told the ogre to come back again tomorrow. Only this time, the man promised to send Motirateka to the field. That way, the ogre could easily find him there. Satisfied, the ogre agreed to this new plan and went back to his lake for the night. The next morning, Motirateka was sent out to the field and told to scare away any birds that might try to eat the beans. Do you think Motirateka knew he was being tricked again? If you said yes,
you're right.
Remember, Motirateka knew all about his owner's plan to give him away. He knew something was up. On the way to the field, the clever dog took out his magic bones and asked how he could escape from the ogre this time.
Change yourself into a bird,
said the bones. So Motirateka did just that. And when he got to the field, he flew around and around the ogre's head. The monster angrily shooed the bird away, not knowing it was really Motirateka in disguise. After waiting for several hours, the ogre angrily went back to the man's hut and told him Motirateka was nowhere to be found. The man quickly grew nervous.
Okay, come back this evening, he said.
I will make sure Motirateka is here. You will find him in bed under this white blanket. Then you can carry him away and leave us alone. But once again, this time in bird form, Motirateka overheard everything. Once the ogre left, the dog transformed into himself and asked his magic bones for help. They told him to switch the red blanket from his owner's bed with the white blanket on his. So Motirateka did just that. When the ogre arrived a few hours later, he seized the sleeping husband and wife instead of Motirateka. Then he brought them back home,
When the couple woke up, they found themselves in the ogre's house. The ogre was just as surprised as they were.
How did we get here?
They were very scared.
Please don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us.
But then came a loud bark. As clever Motirateka, who followed them all the way to the lake, jumped up.
I have been a loyal and loving friend, but you tried to trick me, he said. You never asked me how I felt about this. How does it feel to be the one getting tricked?
The woman and her husband exchanged guilty looks. Finally, the man spoke. He hung his head in shame. You are right, he said. That was wrong of me to do. I am sorry, Motirateka. I was so scared of the ogre that I made a terrible promise. But you are a part of our family. We cannot give you away. Motirateka was happy to hear this. And being the smart animal he was, he quickly turned to the ogre and said,
My owner did not mean to steal from you. He is sorry for that. But if you are lonely, there are better ways to make friends. If you promise to treat others kindly, I will visit you and keep you company from time to time.
Finally happy to have a friend around, the ogre agreed. And so the family returned to their hut, where the wife continued to get better after getting lots of rest and drinking the sweet honey water. Motirateka kept his promise too and visited the ogre every afternoon. They soon became very good friends and all lived happily in the end. The moral of the story is that we can't make promises for others. By doing so, we ignore how they feel and put them in uncomfortable positions. Everyone should get to make their own decisions. By letting our friends or family members speak for themselves, we show that we respect their freedom and feelings. Did you hear the bell? Did you discover the magic word of the story? If you said trembling, you are right! Trembling is spelled T-R-E-M-B-L-I-N-G. When someone trembles, it means their body shakes. This can happen when we are overly excited, scared, or sometimes even when we are sick. Objects can also tremble, like buildings during earthquakes.
Thanks for taking this trip with me today. I can't wait for you to travel to the next story with me. African Folktales is produced by ABF Creative. To learn more about the show, go to abfc.co/folktales. If you loved this show, then tell someone you know. Our magical jeep journeys are more fun when you can bring your friends along. Thanks for listening. Bye.